She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with the wonderful Andrea Donsky. And today we're going to be talking about holistic doctor Nicholas Gonzalez, MD, who recently passed away. And joining us to talk about this is someone that knew him well, Carol Ault. Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're so glad to have you on and back. And by the way, Carol's going to be on twice a month now. Woohoo! On Naturally Savvy. All right. Girl power. All right. So, Carol, you know, I first learned about Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez from Suzanne Summers. And it seemed like whenever I spoke with her, no matter what the topic was, he always came up. And so I learned a lot. But I want to know about your personal relationship with him and what he did for you and you know, what a loss this is for us.
Well, my personal relationship with him was vast because not only was I a patient and did he not only save my life, but he was my friend as well. And as you know, he was on my show several times. He was my go-to man for everything. If I had a question, if I had a thought, if there was something that was confusing me or if I wanted to change up or adjust my diet, he was the person I went to. And the funny thing is I was sitting next to Suzanne Summers, unfortunately, last week at the funeral. And, you know, she said to me, she said, I never realized how often I go to Nick for the answer to some of my questions. Why am I bruising so much? Which mineral am I taking that's doing that? Because, you know, health is a very complex thing. And what Nick was so brilliant at was being well-rounded in everything. He could talk about everything. And by the way, he could talk about the latest pop culture as if he had just read People magazine. So he was a very well-rounded person, very personable man, extremely, extremely intelligent. And, you know, his enzymes, which he does his enzyme therapy for the cure of cancer the management of cancer is what he likes to say, because he said cancer can be managed. I'm hoping not a huge loss, because I don't know if he actually trained anybody else to take over what he was doing. But, you know, he based his work on Dr. Kelly, who was believe it or not, a dentist out of Texas, who stumbled upon the same work as a Dr. Beard from 1920, who stumbled upon the fact that these pancreatic enzymes have a way of shutting down tumors. And, you know, it has to do with diet, of course, and with what supplements that you're taking as well. And, you know, for me, it worked wonders. So, you know, it's a huge health loss for me, huge. I don't know if I'll recover from that, actually. I don't know if there's anybody else who does what he does. But personally, he was my go-to guy for everything. I was devastated, as is Suzanne Summers and all the rest of his patients, truly, truly devastated. And of course, his wife, Mary Beth, who was holding him when he passed. I mean, it's just, and it's a shock because he was so healthy.
Yeah, and I think that's for a lot of people. And I personally didn't know him, and I've heard of him. I did hear about him from Suzanne as well, Lisa, like you had mentioned. And so explain to, you know, for our listeners, for people, like even myself, I didn't know that much about him, but I did know that Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth also had mentioned him, that I guess had interviewed him. Tell us a little bit about, you said he was very well-rounded, but tell us, what did he specialize in? I know you talked about the enzymes. Tell us a little bit more about his practice itself. And I hope for, like you were saying, for his patients, sake and everybody else, that I hope he did train somebody else or did pass on that information. Did he write books?
Well, I will let you guys know at some point when we're interviewing, because I'm actively searching. Dr. Gonzalez wrote an amazing book that I'm a layman. As much as I know about health, I don't pretend to be a doctor. So I'm a layman in this stuff. And he wrote a book called Trophoblasts and the Origins of Cancer. And in it, he explained extremely well how the enzymes work in terms of shutting down cancer. He said a trophoblast, which is also a baby, by the way, a trophoblast and a cancer both actually act the same. They both send basically like ribosomes into the bloodstream and pull out nutrients so that they can grow and become bigger and bigger and then basically take over the body. In in the sense of a baby, what they were finding is that it was a trophoblast until day 52. At day 52 of the mother's pregnancy, it shut down and the baby became a baby. So they were finding, what was happening on day 52. And what they found was on day 52, the pancreas started to work. So they started using these pancreatic enzymes basically to shut down other types of tumors. And it worked in conjunction with a proper diet and the right supplements. And when I say the right supplements, people go out and they buy these vitamins and they have no idea what vitamins and minerals they need, which ones they need more of, which ones they need less of, which ones are alkalining and which ones are actually acidifying. So what he was able to do was make a program for every person and create for them their own personal private program that would keep them healthy. And last week, Suzanne Summers said something in her eulogy. She said, what he did is he took away the fear. He took away the fear because, sometimes when you're not healthy, it's a very frightening experience. And what he did, he was so grounded, he took away the fear. He was in the middle of publishing another book with 125 different cases in terms of Lyme's disease and cancer and many, many other things. So he's going to have another book posthumously that will even explain more in terms of how great this program was in terms of other diseases other than, cancer. I mean, he just was so brilliant.
Well, we're so sorry for your loss personally, and we're obviously for the loss of so many people that could have used his help. But thank goodness that he was able to reach out and help so many. I'm curious, how was he able to design the individual programs? Did he do blood tests? What kind of things did he do to figure out what each different person needs?
He mostly based it on a hair test, and it was not like any other hair test that I had ever experienced. His hair test was extremely detailed. And it would tell you what your cancer tumor factor was. It would tell you what your psyche was working at and how much stress the body had, as well as which vitamins and minerals you are depleted in, and as well what organs were running and what they were running at. So wow. It was really incredible to be able to. And if you were ill, you could plot your course and you could see through your hair test how you were progressing, and that was a source of comfort as well. I know he has a partner, Dr. Linda Isaacs, and I'm hoping that she can take up the slack and do what Nick had done. It's tough shoes to fill, and I'm sure she will do the best she can in terms of doing it. So it isn't like it's a dead end. But, we just lost somebody who was just so absolutely incredible. He's a real loss. And I also heard that there's been so many other alternative doctors who have passed in the last little bit, right? Within the matter of 3 weeks, something like five were passing and four were missing. I mean, it was like some kind of crazy thing I was looking on the internet. So I don't know.
Erin from HealthNet News, Erin Elizabeth from HealthNet News, she originally broke the stories about the missing doctor. So if you do want to learn more, you can go to her website. It's healthnetnews.com. Carol, this show went by so fast today. And I would have loved, and I know Lisa too would have loved to continue talking about it. And I know now that you're on as a complete regular twice a month, we can obviously pick this up again and talk about it in the future. If you want to learn more about Carol Alt, you can visit her website at carolalt.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @ModelCarolAlt. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.